Good afternoon, Audio Boobies and Eurovision Files. Here is my final Eurovision boo before the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest being held tonight at 8 p.m. British Summer Time, broadcast live on BBC One and BBC One HD. It's been a roller coaster. Anyway, summary so far. Both semi-finals, brilliantly done by the team in Dusseldorf. There was some surprise voting in the first one. My faith was restored in the second one. And it looks as though it's going to be an interesting competition. So we have 25 countries competing tonight. I've commented on most of them, except the big five, really. So I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm just going to pick out some highlights. The running order has been determined. It's available on Eurovision.tv, which is the official website of the song contest. And I will be going through the ones that I highlight in their running order, and I'll highlight what place they're in. First on my list, personally, is Denmark, A Friend in London. Very cute boy band from Denmark. It's a really good song. I think they need to make their performance a bit more catchy, a bit more poppy, and stand out than it was in the semi-final. They're at position number three. Next, we have Hungary at number five with Kati Wolf. As much as I said she looked like she was channeling Nicole Kidman from Bewitched, and a drag queen doing it at that, it's actually a very Swedish-style Schlager song, which has won Sweden on numerous occasions in the past. I think they need to turn up the wind machine, though. Following from them, we have number six, Ireland, with Jedward singing Lipstick, which is a 9-4 favourite at joint favourite at Ladbrokes this morning. I was really, really pleased with the performance. It was a brilliant performance, which is what they're actually good at. The song seems to be designed to suit them singing somewhat out of tune, and their outfits and everything, it's just absolute pure Eurovision, dare I say it. They're followed number seven by another favourite across Europe, which is Erik Sade singing Popular. It's a god-awful song, and it's a horrible performance. What the hell is the breaking the windows and the glass all about, which is obviously a pyrotechnic trick? It's daft, and I wouldn't be surprised if it comes really far down the order. Moving swiftly on, at number 11, one of the big five, we have France, which apparently is also a favourite. I can't stand it, but then again, I've not exactly proved that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to Eurovision, quite frankly. Moving on, we're at number 14, which is quite good as running order. It's a bit late, but it should actually work for us. Blues song I Can is quite good. Their performance is incredibly cheesy. It seems to be having a lot of positive vibe from the rest of Europe, but we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. Running through the order, we're all the way down to 21. It's unfortunate they're quite late. This either works or it doesn't. Sioni's Friends singing Coming Home for Iceland. This is my personal absolute favourite and the one I am pushing for tonight, mainly because Norway, Malta and Israel didn't get through. But it's a really lovely little song, quite chirpy, cheerful, and it's got a lovely backstory to it. The remaining countries, I will highlight the ones that I don't think should have been in the final. And a couple that are missing. Greece, there is no way on earth that song should have been anywhere near a semi-final, let alone a final. It is absolutely dreadful. Also, last at 25th place in the running order, we have Georgia. Again, it was awful, and it looked even worse. So how on earth they managed to get through, and the likes of Norway with Haba Haba, Malta, a couple of others didn't get through, and Israel in particular didn't get through, is really surprising. But, again, that's part of the fun of Eurovision. You never really know what's going to happen and why they have the semi-finals now. Anyway, get voting tonight. Go to Eurovision.tv or available on iTunes to download. You can see participant profiles. There's also bbc.co.uk/Eurovision if you want to have a look. And I think they've got links to YouTube videos of all of the participants. And enjoy your parties and whatever you do this evening. I'll be down in Brighton with my friend Kat, as has become a tradition now, really. It promises to be a fun night, and no doubt I'll do a drunken audio boo or a hungover audio boo about it all later or tomorrow. So I hope you all have fun, stay safe, and enjoy it. Speak to you soon. Bye.